And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who just wishes she could have a couple of minutes to herself. In fact, she threatened to move into an apartment by herself earlier this week. The sports widow, Molly Well, we got to get Valerie more into these sports, watching them.
Right.
I got to say, she's so far along the way, so much more along the way than Sophia, my older daughter, ever was.
Yeah.
She will actually watch something.
Well, mainly if it's women playing.
Which is all right.
Sure, it's great.
Yeah. Because if she were to ever play sports.
She would be a woman playing.
Most likely. Most likely.
We don't know.
Well, there was once a tennis player who had a sex change. And then I don't know if he played in the women's division or something.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Richards. I was going to say Mary Richards, but that's Mary Tyler Moore's character, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe it was her.
That's what Mary Tyler Moore, the show. I've never watched it, but I assume that's
it is.
Yeah.
So big sports weekend, actually, Molly.
Yes, Joe.
That continues into today. There was no basketball game this weekend.
No, that's very strange.
Ridiculous.
In a sport that is already so prolonged.
17 days.
Why is there
days.
So much time these finals, between games?
These finals, if it were to go seven games, it would be 17 days, which is a day longer than a full Olympic competition. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. Why would there ever be more than one day off between games?
Travel.
I don't care.
Well, you're not the NBA. They obviously don't care either.
But what? But you play the game Monday night. You travel
play the game
Tuesday.
To win.
Then you play Wednesday. You're telling me you can't play the day after you fly somewhere?
Hey, I'm with you. I'm not. Hey, don't yell at me.
Okay.
I'm not NBA commissioner.
Give me a second. He's bald.
Yes.
Well,
that's his name.
He's bald.
HIESBAALD. He's bald.
He's bald.
He's Dutch.
Stern? David Stern?
That's the previous NBA commissioner. This is
Adam. Don't know.
It's a precious metal. Adam.
Silver.
Yes.
Oh, I guessed. Oh, boy. I didn't know that.
Adam Platinum. That'd be a good name. Why were we talking about him? Oh, that's
why
you
should
direct your complaints.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I honestly was like, oh, I must have missed a game this weekend because I just assumed.
Right. No, it's today.
Jeez.
Could be the last game. We didn't did we do an episode?
On Friday, no.
Not on Friday, but that was.
We did one Monday with my mom.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we did the Dodger game.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the drive home from
the drive home from the Dodger. We wanted to do the Dodger game.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that. So the and in hockey last night, that was a game that was played.
Yes.
And do you know what happened?
The Penguins won.
Yeah. And you know,
so they won.
It's it. That's it. It's over.
That's it. Yeah.
And I predicted immediately afterwards that Sidney Crosby will retire.
And?
I don't know if he will.
Oh.
He hasn't yet.
Oh.
But I have until the beginning of next season to be right.
All right.
Those are the kind of predictions I love.
Now, did you think Nashville was going to win this?
No.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember.
I did not. I actually thought it would be a sweep.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I also thought the NBA Finals would be a sweep at a certain point.
Yeah.
Wasn't.
No.
So I'm pretty wrong on those predictions.
Well.
I actually kind of thought my softball team might lose on Sunday.
Here we go. Great segue.
But we won.
I got to sneeze.
Is that one of your sneezes you do when you don't want to listen to me?
Yeah, big weekend for
trophies,
family sports.
Family trophies, yes.
Both Valerie and Joe's leagues wrapped up.
That's why it was a big. That's what I'm saying. Like it was the French Open Sunday, the final.
Yeah.
The NHL finals, final game. The under 21 soccer World Cup final was yesterday.
Oh yeah, glued to my seat.
England beat Venezuela. It was actually it was a very entertaining game. I watched the whole damn thing.
All right. Well, I don't. Doubt that.
Okay.
I think you watching a whole game doesn't necessarily speak to it being exciting or great.
Depending on what the game is. Like if I'm watching a football game,
It doesn't have to be great or anything.
Yeah.
If I'm watching a women's basketball game or a rugby match.
All right, all right.
Or under 21 soccer. It's got to be a good game.
What about under 5 soccer?
Well, that was what we watched on Saturday. Yeah. The final game of the first season of soccer for our daughter.
The storied first season of Valerie's soccer.
And I'd say in the last game was probably the best game for most members of the team.
Yes. Valerie kicked the ball twice. Once her eyes were closed and she was in the middle of the pack of kids and it hit her foot.
And that was the better of the two kicks.
And the other time was out of bounds. Yes. She decided to run after it and kept going further out of bounds.
Which is fine. Because sometimes I think what happens is everybody stops and some of the younger kids on those out of bounds plays.
They see they're opening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
they're like,
don't
I don't want to get
going
it when
for. Exactly.
All the kids are around.
That's exactly it. So I'm fine with them taking those moments
Now,
waste time in the game.
So I've learned some things about this soccer league. When I played soccer, I started when I was 6 or 7. So it was under 8. We played positions and there was an actual like playoffs and, you know, like our team won second place. I remember my first season and you got trophies that said like second.
Indicated what you got. In Little League, we got those too.
Yeah. And I did not realize, I mean, they don't really even keep score in the games. Like, and at some point I was like, who's writing down the score of these games?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it doesn't matter. So I know that the running joke for this generation is everybody gets a trophy.
Right.
But I got to tell you, Valerie loves this trophy so much. I mean, she would have gotten one anyway.
Right.
Because they want, but like. I didn't get the picture. I was taking pictures as they were presenting the trophies. I wish I'd gotten one. She was obstructed.
As she received it.
Because the look of pure joy on her face. And then later that day, she wouldn't let go of this trophy. She's walking around. And she sat and we played a movie for her after a nap. And she insisted on sitting with her trophy on the couch.
Trolls was the movie.
Yeah.
And she had her troll fee. Well, to be fair, this team deserved a trophy because they were undefeated.
Yep.
And I think their average score was something like 8-0.
Yeah.
It's probably the average score for this team. And so it was good. And yeah, the trophy at the end of the season, now they're like, there's something at the end of all this.
Yeah.
For those who don't know that the game is all you really need.
That's right.
They pick that up later on.
Yeah.
But yeah, a huge trophy, very nice trophy.
With her name on it?
The problem was she doesn't understand a trophy is to be displayed and looked at and not
played with.
And walked around with like a trophy wife or something.
Interesting.
Or husband.
Yeah.
But I mean, she was slamming the thing. Like
she was using her lightsaber and fighting it.
It may not last long. If she gets her hands on it again.
I think that the luster will figuratively wear off and it's up on the shelf now and she'll stop asking for it.
Yes.
So Joe also got a trophy, but
not
an individual.
No, I could have brought it home probably, but my softball team, as I alluded to, won their 5th title overall in this league, 3rd title since I've been there, and 1st title that will go on this new trophy they have. So it's been a couple years since we've won. That was nice.
I just fell getting into my seat.
That was good. That was good. I wish we were still on camera. That would have been good. But I take it way too seriously, as we've talked about many times. Yeah. And this team, we talked about my incident and the pistachios.
Yes. Yes.
That's the team that we played.
Right.
Now, I personally did not do great hitting.
Mm.
0-for-3. Hit it right back to the pitcher twice. Once almost got past. I always try to hit the pitcher. Not this specific one.
Right.
But in this game, for my swing, what I try to do is my goal is to hit it. I'm aiming basically right above the pitcher's head.
Do you think you were psyched out because of the pistachio incident of 2017?
No. I think I was maybe pressing and trying a little too hard.
Right. What position does your nemesis play?
Pitcher.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So he was a pitcher on that team. And he hit a home run, too, triple or something. He had a good game.
It would have been great if, like, he just stood there snacking on pistachios the whole game, just staring you down.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
I would have laughed if he came over and offered me some pistachios.
Yeah.
We, I mean, he made the last out of the game, too, though.
Hey, whatever happened. I feel like when I was a kid, pistachios were always red, like, and had that dye. Why did they ever dye pistachios?
Probably in Texas they dyed
them. No, that wasn't just in Texas.
Maybe as a Christmas thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Very
but
weird.
But probably red dye was probably awful for you.
Oh, my God. And it would get all over your fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no good at
weird.
All. That is weird.
Don't watch the press briefing right
no,
now, Joe.
What a weird little man.
Yeah.
So we don't, I mean, did you have any interest in any of the other sports, the real sports that happened this weekend?
No.
Okay.
You watched a lot of soccer.
I did. I watched actually.
There's always some soccer tournament going on.
Well, the soccer season goes for a long time because you have both the teams, the professional teams,
yeah.
and then you have the countries. The international
yeah.
soccer is
yeah.
also a big deal. I watched actually the under 21 World mm-hmm. Cup. So that's international teams of under 21 guys.
We watched some of the women's.
Women's
USA.
U.S. versus Norway.
Norway, right.
And I mean, the Norwegian team is exactly what you would think. They're all about like 5'9", blonde, like Nordic goddesses.
Yeah.
But they didn't beat the U.S. The U.S. No. I just noticed that the U.S. women were much tanner.
Well, they. I bet in
Norway, they
play
indoors
play
most of the time.
Of
right.
It, and
right.
Yeah.
True. Very true. And then I also watched the U.S. Mexico. I watched three soccer matches.
Wow.
And I watched one in the morning, too. There was a international qualifier for the World Cup. I watched four soccer games.
Amazing.
Whew. And a hockey game. I didn't watch any of the French Open because I knew Nadal was just going to crush him.
Yeah.
Nadal didn't lose a set. In the whole French
wow.
Open.
Hmm.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah. He also is one of only two or three people, I think, to win a major tennis tournament as a teen in his 20s and in his 30s.
How old is he now?
31.
Oh. God.
But it seems like
he's been around so long. I'm
right.
like, this guy must be pushing 40 at this point.
No, maybe he's 32.
Yeah.
But I don't think he, like, because I believe, Wawrinka's 32 and he was older. Mm. And what's his name? Federer, I think, is only like 34, 35.
I mean, that's crazy. I feel like he's older than me.
It's interesting all these guys in Switzerland have the Fountain of Youth somehow.
Oh.
Probably well, also known as like EPO or something.
But I mean, to me, Federer looks older.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't play older.
No, not at all. But if I saw him, I would at the very least think he was my age.
Yeah. Yeah,
just his face.
Sure.
You know.
Well, he's been, you know, he's lived the, you know, the rough life of a millionaire
tennis
pro.
Player. Yeah, that'll age you.
And you also look much younger than your actual age.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm 57.
Yeah. we call you Heinz.
Just this year. Though.
Just this year.
Yeah.
We've been waiting to call you that.
Yeah.
So, trophy day for all around the world. French Open to here in Sherman
trophies.
Oaks. We're going on. Yeah. So that means when something like that happens, that means you're going to be hitting a lull afterwards.
Right. I mean, once basketball is done, which will be in a short 3 weeks,
it could be today or it could be 2 weeks from
right.
now.
It's all baseball until August. I mean,
yeah.
really, it's just like a month. But
what's in August?
Well, what doesn't football start?
Well, the practice is in the news. There's a few things. Now is when everyone's going to draft their players. Today is the Major League Baseball draft.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No.
And it's not like the NFL draft where
right.
I went and met friends and watched the NFL draft.
Because no one knows who college baseball players are unless they're exceptional. And can't they draft high school?
There's a kid who played less than a mile from here who may be the
right.
first pick in the draft. He could be a pitcher, throws 100 miles an hour, or he could
wow.
be a professional shortstop.
Huh.
There are two players who are going to go in the top five who may be, I'm going to predict, a new kind of player, possibly.
What do you mean?
Guy who plays every day in the field, but can come in and pitch an inning as a reliever or something like
that. Has that ever happened?
There are players who've played both positions a little bit. Babe Ruth.
I was just, you didn't let me say it.
Say it.
See, in instances like that, you're going to say, can you name one?
Yeah.
And
I saw you were going to say Babe Ruth, so I wanted to cut you off.
Thanks.
What about him?
He pitched and didn't pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on a Hall of Fame trajectory as a pitcher.
Yeah.
I think he has won 100 games or something. And so he played for Boston, and he was a pitcher, so he wouldn't play every day. So, but when he played, he hit, and he would hit great. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees and I don't know if he made the switch from pitcher before he got traded to New York or in that trade. I could probably look that up, but that's pretty amazing that he's kind of like the natural, except for he looks like Chris Christie.
Right now, the light in our kitchen is not even on, but making such an incredible buzzing noise.
Is that the light or the refrigerator?
I think it's the light. Hold on. You keep talking.
I will. This Molly has continually left the table today. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been holding down the fort a couple times. Go back and listen again and see if you can figure out where she left earlier. What did you do? The buzzing stopped. What was it?
It does it from time to time. I don't know why.
The hell is it?
It's the light. But
it
I don't know
buzzes?
What.
Just buzzes?
It's not even on.
Oh, man. That's dangerous.
Oh, boy.
Isn't it?
Nah, I don't know if it's dangerous. It's just annoying.
I don't think a light's supposed to buzz when it's not on.
All right. Well, do something about it.
What did you just do?
I hit it with a towel.
Okay. I'll do that in a little bit. It sounds like the new plan. Yeah, so my softball season is over, her soccer season is over. That opens up a lot of time. A
lot of weekend time.
Yeah. I'm thinking of going to play soccer on Saturdays now.
Yeah, but I think you said that you can't because the next four Saturdays you couldn't do it. But you're thinking of it. That's
I am
true.
Thinking of it. Yeah. And for me, that's practically exercise.
Thinking about playing soccer? Yeah, that's a lot.
I was actually nervous yesterday. I am so out of shape that if I run first to third, I'm tired.
Well, we got to play
tennis.
It's
only 120 feet. Yeah, we do. That's something I did. Played tennis with our child in the back.
Yeah.
She's actually, I think she's well attuned to it because it involves hitting something.
Well, it also means she's got good hand-eye coordination.
She does. She also runs around and plays anytime she has some kind of, you know, stick type thing here in the house and a ball around. Mm. She does the old stick and ball, which is the predecessor to field hockey.
Ah.
Which I think she also would be pretty good at because I feel like those field hockey players play
brutal.
Rough.
Yeah.
My first girlfriend was a field hockey player.
Yeah.
Her name was Gretchen and she played field hockey.
Okay.
Her name's still Gretchen.
Yeah. When I was in school, In fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, you'd have in PE, which was during the day, you would have like units. So you'd do 2 weeks of every sport, and you would do it by season. The way that you once you got into junior high, you would pick the sport you wanted to do. So the fall, the girls did like half the girls would do volleyball and half would do field hockey, and then they'd switch.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the guys were doing football and soccer, and then I think fourth grade was the only year the girls did football. Which was a nightmare because we didn't know how to play. I don't know what we were doing. The coaches,
even in Texas, you didn't know what you were doing?
But the coaches assumed that we knew how to play football, so we were just running around. I chose volleyball when I got to seventh grade, but field hockey was the, like, all the girls wanted to play field hockey. And
sure.
I had no – I liked it when I did it, but I loved volleyball. So
really?
But it was very competitive. Volleyball – there were a lot of girls playing, but not so many that anyone got eliminated. There was an A and a B team.
Got it.
But field hockey, like, they had tryouts and some girls didn't make it.
Wow.
And then they had to go do, like, you could either do regular PE, which was sort of like playing dodgeball every day or whatever. Or there was all in the fall, it was cross country. In the spring, it was track, as these sports that would absorb people who didn't make the other teams.
Right.
So most of the running teams were people who didn't make other teams.
Oh, and probably were not the fastest people.
No, not usually.
I think you would have been good at field hockey.
I don't like that kind of contact.
Well.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I like contact.
Yeah. I loved volleyball. That was the only season that I had no doubt about what sport I would do.
Volleyball is a really great athletic physical sport with virtually no contact.
Yes. You're unlikely to. The only injuries I suffered in volleyball was, so when I was talking about the A and B team in seventh grade, I was on the B team, as were most of the seventh graders.
Sure.
And they And I went to a school with a fair amount of money. And
the
only,
school?
Yeah, yeah. Only the eight, not me. Only the eighth grader. They only had enough knee pads for the eighth grader, for the A team at first.
Right.
And so the B team didn't have
no
knee
pads.
And our gym floor was not, was the weirdest material that was like almost a little squishy.
I know exactly what the, you're
so
talking about.
And so you get like burns
yes.
on it. And so it was, and our coach was like, go for it, but not
like
too much.
Like some synthetic rubber floor,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it was always like, go for the ball, but stop short of killing yourself. But I would, there would be times where I would fall, you know, we'd all have these burns on our knees.
Oh.
And then eventually a few weeks in, we ended up getting knee pads and it was a game changer, literally. And in fact, I remember my coach being like, those knee pads really helped your game.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
coach.
No kidding.
It's like that that helmet really helps your football.
Right.
I actually have, and this always happens. If you're in any sports league, we could stop anytime, Mal.
Well, I was just checking.
I know. If you're in any sports league, inevitably you're going to get injured either the first game of the season or the last game of the season. And that always happens to me where my knee opened up.
Ugh.
And so yesterday, in an effort to give my kids something to do and also to
that's right.
to just take care of it, I brought out some hydrogen peroxide and some Q-tips and had her swab the knee. And I had showered and it was washed and everything, but we did that. And then she has a little cut on her middle finger.
Which she keeps showing
oh
you.
Oh, my God. She has flipped me the middle finger because to show you, she just pulls down the rest of the hand and does the great bird flip. She's probably doing it at school all day.
Right.
And so she put a little on there and it stung and stuff. But then she got into it and she has this little fake doctor kit. And this is after you left.
Pretend doctor kit. Sounds nicer than fake doctor kit.
Sure.
The kit is real.
Fake news. And so she's got this little bandage, and I'm just watching probably a soccer game, and she's, like, doing stuff. But from time to time, so she's got it wrapped, and, you know, she's doing various things, and I'm like, okay, and kind of half paying attention. And then all of a sudden, she has the needle, and she jams it right into the wound. And she, like, it's like a couple times, she's like,
she's like
stabbing my my knee scrape with this fake needle. And I'm like, ah!
Now, to be fair, 40% of Joe's legs are scar tissue.
It's true. I think it's the same little, like, nickel-sized patch of skin keeps coming off over and over again.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'll have some long-term effects.
But at this point, what's it going to do?
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
You'll have to take care of me.
Yeah, I'll keep the fake doctor kit on hand.
Yeah. That's something that maybe I was talking to your mom about it, but we're maybe you were there. We were talking about how women generally outlive men. But it's no great thing because
we were just talking about this at brunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
They outlive the men, but like the last few years for the men, the women are probably like, you know, changing the guy's diapers and doing all kinds of crazy stuff there.
Yeah, but every other year is just leading up, preparing you for that because it's not like I'm not doing anything for you now.
Would you, if I started wearing diapers?
Go on. Yeah, if you needed them, if you just did it as a hobby, no, I'm not going to get involved.
Okay. So I have to need it.
But that's the agreement when you marry someone.
Yes.
And I assume, perhaps incorrectly, that you would do the same for me.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
In fact, you can volunteer.
Okay.
To wear diapers.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Huh. That's gross. I thought there'd be more to talk about.
Well,
do you know the Yankees' new great player?
No.
Aaron?
Don't know.
It's a job. It's a profession.
Policeman.
Aaron Policeman. Aaron Judge.
Oh.
He hit a ball further than anyone has in like 5 years a couple days ago.
In a game.
He did. He hit in batting practice. They were showing the highlight because he hit in Toronto like somewhere
in Canada. No, the measurements.
Right. That's right. It wasn't 500 feet. It was 133 meters. In New York, he had a 500-foot shot almost.
Wow.
And that, I guess that rarely happens, 500-foot shots.
Sure.
So actually, where we were sitting at the Dodgers game, if someone had put one up there, That probably only would have been about 450 feet.
Yeah. What about the second place we were sitting at the Dodgers game?
Oh, my God.
In the upper deck.
That would have been incredible.
Yeah.
I'm getting disturbed about this buzzing I hear behind me. Okay. I've never noticed it until you pointed it out.
Well, it very similar to our refrigerator. It's like once every couple of months, it'll just start up.
This house is quite old. If we burn down in a fire, remember this podcast.
Yeah.
And leave a review.
It's the least you could do as a tribute.
Yes.
Well, except that we have very modern smoke detectors.
We do.
Fire. Fire.
Right.
So scary.
Yeah.
Because twice they've gone off in the middle of the night, just once.
Right.
Enough to just scare the crap out of you and
to get
your
you
heart
up, look
racing.
Around, and then
you can't go back to sleep. And I was looking up online why that happens. And they're like, a lot of times it's because a bug crawls through it.
You gotta.
Which is only slightly less bad than it being a fire.
Yes. You gotta bug proof your fire detectors.
Yeah. Get a screen around it or
something.
Yeah.
Come on. Good rant. All right. So the baseball draft is tonight. No one's going to watch that. Doesn't matter. Won't know for 4 or 5 years anything about that.
Yeah.
The Cavs play maybe their last game. Maybe not. Maybe when we come back. It's very possible when we come back next week, it'll be over by then, I would think, right? Game five, right?
Yeah.
This is game five. So game six will be, today's Monday, Thursday.
Yeah. It'll be done.
Sunday.
Okay.
It'll be Sunday.
All right.
So we'll know.
Yeah.
We'll know no matter what.
Yeah.
No more trophies to be given out this week.
And I don't want to make promises I can't keep, but I was discussing with you a segment idea that maybe we'll start next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to tease it?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm always trying to find ways to keep with the philosophy of this podcast, which is about talking sports with people who don't necessarily like or care about sports.
Which could, in essence, be a horrible concept.
Right. But, well, okay. So
we got to figure out how to
With an asterisk of, like, it's not that you actively hate sports. It's like
you're just not a hardcore.
I just don't know enough to care.
Right, right.
But I want to. That's the thing. It's like we don't
want
to try to force anyone who. But
no.
Sometimes when you're, you know, past the age of 20, you're like, too late. I don't like sports, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought something that might be interesting is to highlight a team of a sport that's currently happening.
Oh, yes.
So it'll be baseball.
Right.
And because I think what can be really helpful to become a sports fan, if you choose to, is to have a team that you root for.
Right.
And if your hometown doesn't have a team. Or, like, if you live in L.A. and you're like, I don't want to be a Lakers fan.
Right.
You know, or whatever it is. So this is a way to choose maybe a team that sounds like, huh, that's
we
the kind
preview
of team
some teams
I
for you.
Like.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we'll tell you some facts, some, like, pros and cons of being a fan of this team.
Right. Now, do you see this as a prepared thing or as, like, okay.
Yeah. Oh. I'll have to do a little research.
Oh, you're going to do the research. Nice.
Well, I'll probably do some research and then you'll probably
I'll provide
be able to
my
fill
background
in.
Research that
yes,
I've been living my life preparing.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent. I look forward to that.
So that'll be next Monday.
Yeah. And I'm going to attempt to make Molly our social media director because she has a lot of great ideas about social media, like putting pictures up and stuff like that. So I'm really going to press her hard. Right now to agree to that position.
Okay, well, I have a lot to do today.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe not today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got it done. And that's all that's important, really. The content doesn't matter.
Check us out on Twitter, Sports Widow Show, on Facebook, Sports Widow Show.
And also, if you're a subscriber, you may have noticed every day you've been getting another little podcast on there, which is the Sports Widow Presents Sports Dump. That's me without Molly. Getting a little harder core sports, giving you some sports
core
news.
Core sports.
Core sports. Molly does do the robot intro for me.
Yes.
So she's present. Each week she does
that
live. and then walks away. But if you want some scores and some contemporary sports news.
That's where to go.
That's where to go every morning. And it's only about 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's all the news for today.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us and listen to us on iTunes or Podbean and leave a review or something like that. And have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.